Good morning. This is Chandler Frazier-Paul, and we are back with another episode of Admission Insight. Today, we have a student-driven conversation where we talk to four current Pennington students who just got back from their Pennington Spring Break academic trips that traveled all around the world. We are super excited for you to hear from them about their experiences. So sit back, enjoy, and take it all in. And as we like to say, let's go!
Private school, we're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances to succeed.
All right, hi everyone, and welcome back to Admission Insight. I'm Chandler Frazier-Pauls, and I'm here with four of our current students here at the Pennington School. And this past March, they all took Pennington academic trips across the globe, and they're here to talk about kind of their experiences on those trips. So first off, we're going to do some introductions, and then we'll kind of dive into their trips and their experiences. So Emma, why don't you introduce yourself first?
All right. Hi, I'm Emma. I'm a junior here at Pennington. I came in eighth grade. And a few things about me. I am a junior proctor. I'm a part of the admissions team. And I also play three varsity sports on campus. So just being a part of the community is something that I really find important.
Awesome. Brett, go ahead.
Sure thing. What's up? I'm Brett. I'm a junior here, as well as a lifer. And I'm involved with cross country and track, as well as a lot of tech theater. And then I also do some work with our Round Square group.
Awesome. Leah?
Hi, I'm Leah, and I'm a senior, and I've been here since sixth grade, so I'm also a lifer. At Pennington, I play varsity soccer, and I'm a peer leader, and I also help with admission tours, and I'm involved with student government and DEI.
Awesome. And Nate?
I'm Nate. I'm a freshman here. I joined in seventh grade. I do all the theater and productions at Pennington, and I'm involved in the book club.
It's fantastic. Thank you guys for being here, first off, and we're really excited to kind of dive into your experiences today. So let's do that. Emma and Brett, you guys went to Iceland. Can you guys just kind of give us a quick summary of your trip over spring break?
Of course. So we spent a week in the capital city, Reykjavik, and that started with staying with host families. So we each had pretty different experiences because that was up to our host kids. But then after that, we got to just tour the country and see all the natural wonders.
Some things that we did when we were touring, we saw some geothermal energy plants. And then we also got to see a geothermal bakery, which we thought was really interesting. They literally baked bread in the ground, like from the energy. So we learned a bunch of the different sciences around Iceland. And we also, something that was really impactful was there was a volcano really close by to where we were staying. So we kept that on the back of our minds. To figure out when it was going to erupt, and it actually erupted, I think, last week, which was really cool. But we also saw like the lava plants and water treatment plants and things like that.
Nice. Sounds like a really cool experience. And Leah, you went to Prague. Give us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I went on the trip that went to Prague, and we also went to Vienna as well. So we spent a couple days in Prague with host families, and I was lucky enough to be able to stay in the center city. And we got to experience what school was like with those host families and kind of what a typical day in the life of somebody who lives in the Czech Republic. Then we moved locations to right outside the Nelohozovitz Castle. And this trip that I went on really centered around art, music, history, and culture. So this was a great opportunity. We got to go to many different museums and many different guided tours to really see all of the sights. And then we went to Vienna, and we got to attend an opera and two different concerts, an organ concert and an orchestra. So that was a little bit more music centered, but we also had free time to kind of roam around, but we had a packed itinerary and all of it was definitely worth it.
That's amazing. And Nate, you went to Costa Rica. Talk to us about
Yeah.
that trip.
It was one of my favorite trips I've ever been on. We started by landing in San Jose, I believe. And we stayed in a hotel there for one night. We didn't do much there, but then we moved and we went, I can't remember the name of the next place.
That's
I
fine.
think it was I think we went to La Fortuna. We stayed in a hotel in there for 3 days. We did many activities. We went on a hike near a volcano in the rainforest. We went to a cacao farm and made our own chocolate. And we also took a cooking class there and made some traditional Costa Rican foods. Then we just explored the town of La Fortuna, did some souvenir shopping. And then we went to another town. Oh, I'm sorry. In La Fortuna, we also went to a school and we helped paint the walls, and then we played soccer with the kids at the school, and they did a traditional Costa Rican dance for us. That was very fun to watch. And then we went to a different area. It was closer to the beach, so we went on another hike, and we saw many different animals. We saw sloths, birds, snakes, frogs, insects. And then we went on the beach and we had an hour of free time just to look around and see the beautiful surrounding area. And we took a boat tour to see dolphins and whales. We sadly didn't see any whales, but there were a lot of dolphins. And there were a lot of islands too, which was very interesting to see all the nesting birds on those islands. We went to an animal reservation where they had a bunch of rescued animals, and they had some spider monkeys, they had an ocelot, a toucan, parrots, howler monkeys, many different animals that they eventually release into the wild.
That's awesome. And it sounds like you guys all had, somewhat similar trips, but also different experiences. And I think that's what makes this so cool and so great, and the uniqueness of all of them. So I appreciate you guys sharing that. And so I guess my next question is, why did each of you decide to, take this chance, go on these trips, right? Most people just want to go hang out at the beach or something during spring break or those type of things, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you guys decided to kind of do something different this spring break. So what kind of made you guys, jump into this and take these experiences head on?
I think just in general, I'm the kind of person like you just described. I love going to the beach, just kind of taking a minute to myself and just having those 2 weeks off. But I realized this year when I looked at the list that Iceland was something that I've always wanted to go to. And the fact that there was an opportunity to go and be with people that I know and being able to really experience a culture that I've never heard. Like, I've never heard anything about before, and experience it with someone who actually lives there when we were with our host families, I thought was really, really cool. Also, the group of people who I heard were applying was great. I was really fortunate to, me and Brett, we were really fortunate to have a great group, and we all got super close, which was really, really fun. And not only being able to understand the culture and what's going on in Iceland and the history and the science behind it, but also being in a different country with people who you go to school with every day isn't something that a lot of students get to do. And so I just thought that that opportunity was way too cool and way too important to pass up.
Yeah, I agree with everything Emma said there. But also for me personally, one of the trip leaders was my wonderful advisor. And so when he offered me the chance to go hike a glacier across the world, there just was no way I could say no to that. But it was fun to get to travel with some people who I know very well, like him and some of my friends, but also go with students I've never met before.
Awesome. Leah?
I have actually, before this trip, never traveled outside the country before. And Pennington's always offered these kind of trips, and I never applied. I don't really know why. But since it's my senior year, I was like, I really want to take this opportunity and just like go for it. And also, since we did go to the Czech Republic, we actually have four students in my grade who I'm friends with from the Czech Republic. And they really urged me to take this opportunity and go and like kind of see what their life is like there. So that was probably one of the leading factors, just get out of my comfort zone and jump at this opportunity.
Great. And Nate, what about you?
Honestly, I didn't know about this trip until very close to the spring break time. And I saw it, and I saw that we were doing a bunch of nature-related activities, which is something I love. And I just immediately was like, this is what I want to do this spring break. This sounds great.
That's awesome. No, I totally understand that. And I'm so glad it worked out for you guys. You guys all sound like you had great experiences. And so I think, there's something to be said for getting out of your comfort zone, taking risks, and jumping into things. So that's awesome. My next kind of question is, you all went to different places, you all experienced different cultures, different, cities, different countries. What was like the main difference that you saw from kind of your own life here in the United States?
I think something that I've noticed was the way that people are so open to just like having a conversation, even if you hadn't like seen or talked to them before. When I was in school with my host family, or my host girl, I should say, everyone in class would just start asking questions and like genuinely wanting to know more about me and like America. And not saying that we don't do that here, but I just think the community that they have, even with people they don't know, was something that I really hadn't seen before. I know we've talked about trying to be open to talking to new people, but seeing it in different places other than in Pennington was really cool.
One thing to know about Iceland is just that over two-thirds of the population all live within their capital city, and so it's just a very tight-knit country, and everybody seems to kind of know each other. And then on a different note, this is just a silly little story, but one of the days with my host brother, his mom prepared this huge waffle feast, and it was delicious and amazing, but it was like 3 in the afternoon. And so I asked my host brother if waffles were something you eat any time of the day there. And he responds, no, they're just a Sunday food, which is a shocking and wildly more interesting response than I could have expected. But yeah.
That's cool. No, that's great. How about you, Leah?
I would say one difference that really struck me, and more on a personal level, I think, was the freedom there, like that the kids had. I'm an only child, so that might play a part because my parents are always worried about me and like, what are you doing? Who are you with? But the kind of culture there is a lot less, in a sense, like you don't have to, like it felt safer in a way. Public transportation is very big. So, like buses, Ubers, like the metro, subway. And it didn't feel like I had to watch like over my shoulder, like in the New York subway. And it felt very comfortable. And that was just like very different from what I experience here. And like the freedom of you can go places like wherever you want and kind of just be with your friends and like roam around. And that's like completely normal.
How about you, Nate?
One significant difference was just the appearance. It was in Costa Rica, it is just so much brighter and vibrant than in the US. And it's also calmer. It's like in a big city like New York, it's everyone's moving really fast and not really paying attention to anything. And there, it's like no one's in a rush to get anywhere. It was very peaceful.
No, that's awesome. And that's all great things that you guys shared, seriously. And I'm glad, you guys have took other things home with you too. That seems important as well, from your trips. So you guys shared kind of broader summaries of your trips, but now quickly, I just want to hear what your individual highlights of the trip were. So, what was your favorite part of your trip, Emma?
I would say the waterfall hikes that we did, or just kind of that day in general. We spend a lot of time, over the week on the bus and just having to go to different locations. If you hear about a tourist attraction in Iceland, we probably hit it. We hit so many different attractions, but that day specifically was super cool. We saw multiple different, waterfalls and there was one in particular that I thought was so cool, and or two actually, but one of them, there was, they say it was like 500 or something steps to get to the top of it. And that was really intimidating to me. I was like, oh my gosh, because I am not very good with the yen stairs. So I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. But I did it, and I'm so glad I did because it was beautiful. And then the next stop that we went to, you could actually go behind the waterfall, which I thought was really, really cool. I've been to a waterfall when I was really little, so being able to go when I was older as well, was something that I couldn't pass up. I did get soaking wet, but it was so worth it. My sweatshirt was drying for, I swear, about 3 days. But then if you walked past the main waterfall, there was one that was kind of hidden in like this cave, or yeah, I would say a cave. And you were actually able to go into it. And there was like this giant rock you could stand on and like look over the cave and the waterfall. And just being able to see that was like a reassuring thing of like, I made the right choice of going on the trip.
It's cool.
Sure. Yeah, a highlight for me. Well, on the very last night, we had the opportunity, if we wanted it, to go see the local high school's production of La La Land. And it was fully in Icelandic, so we didn't understand a single word of it. But it was a very personal experience for me because, like I said earlier, I do a lot of tech theater. And so actually, I got to sit up with their tech crew in this Icelandic high school and watch them do the exact same jobs I do here at Pennington. And it was just an awesome full circle moment in a totally foreign country.
That's remarkable. That's really cool. Leah, what about you?
While we were in Prague, we visited the Jewish quarters, and that connected to a later trip, kind of like a day trip to Terezin, which was kind of a waiting place before people were taken to like a concentration camp. And this is definitely not the most positive thing, but it definitely was the most impactful to be on those grounds. It could never be wrapped up in a textbook, in a video, in a lecture. It was very heavy, but it was something that I think I needed, or everyone kind of needs to experience that. It was so quiet. Like this, the silence was deafening, And we got a tour, like a tour, or like stories were told to us around. And I think that was super impactful. But on a lighter note, we also went to see an organ concert, and the guy there let some of the other my other classmates play the organ, which was absolutely incredible because you could see them just light up. And you don't always get to see people like that, like on campus, like in their place where they feel most comfortable. But it was really just like amazing to see like a smile and their eyes light up. And I think that was also super impactful for me, like even returning back to campus, because I got to know them better and I wouldn't have had that opportunity if I hadn't gone on this trip.
No, I appreciate you sharing, both of those experiences, really. Thank you. Nate, how about you?
My favorite part of the trip was when we all got to take part in making chocolate. We went through all the steps. We picked the pods off of the tree. We opened them. We dried the beans. Well, we didn't dry them because it takes like a week, but they had dried ones already. Then we had to crush them in like a big mortar and pestle. Then we did a sort of sifting thing to get all the shells out. He would dump it into the like bowl very slowly, and we would use fans to fan the lighter shells out, and the cocoa nibs would stay in the bowl. Then a few people got to like grind the nibs into a paste, and whoever did it fastest got like extra chocolate. And then we all like made our chocolate bar with, and we could like add different ingredients, and then you wrapped it up in a cacao leaf as like a wrapper.
That's amazing. I'm jealous of that. I'd love some homemade chocolate like that right now. Finally, my last question for you guys. You're all officially world travelers now, so that's pretty cool in itself. When you think about what's next for you guys, and whether it's a trip here at Pennington or just in life in general, where do you want to go next, kind of, or what is the place in this world that you want to go?
I would say Cabo. I've seen the water and it looks like Gatorade, and I really just want to. I love the beach. So that's definitely something that's on my bucket list.
I think, I've spent my time in the cold and icy mountains of Iceland, so I think I'm definitely heading south for my next trip. So I've always wanted to check out Peru. And I'm sure there are equally beautiful hikes down there.
I definitely caught the travel bug now. I'm pretty sure I'm actually going to Greece this summer with my family before going off to college. And I'm definitely looking at study abroad programs while I'm going to be at college. And I really want to go to Vietnam eventually.
I think I would want to go to the Bahamas because my family had a house there, and it just seems beautiful.
That's fantastic. So two things. One, I appreciate your guys' time and really sharing all these experiences. They seem like they were great trips, but also just as Leah said, impactful as well. And that's super important too. And I think Pennington as a school really committed to opening up these opportunities for our students moving forward. And so that's super exciting. And two, I am jealous and envious of your guys' trips. So I'm glad you guys enjoyed it, but I would have loved to have been there. So again, thank you for your time and taking time out of your school day. We all appreciate it, and I'm sure our listeners will appreciate it as well. All right, thank you and have a great day, guys.